and the moon is the only light we see.
From the studios of the 24-hour talk radio capital of West Louisiana and East Texas, all information, all talk, KWLA. This is Open Line. Live on KWLA Anacoco, KWLV Manny, KVCL Winfield, KBDV Leesville, KTHP Hemphill, KZBL Natchitoches, and worldwide at KWLA1031.com or on the KWLA mobile app.
The views on this program do not reflect the views of any of the stations in this broadcast or any of the advertisers. The views are expressly those of the people expressing those views.
If you choose to comment on the program, guest, or contents of the program, email kwla at bdcradio.com. Now, live from the KWLA studios, Ted Dumas. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's program.
Hey, the tradition continues. Easter dinner buffet at Cypress Bend. Reservations highly recommended. Serving between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. For reservations, call 318-590-1500. At the carving station, you're going to find smoked ham, round of beef, champagne chicken, Maya Maya Veracruz. They got great sides, great desserts. It's going to be a wonderful meal. Get your reservations in today. Want to catch a movie? Parkway Cinema has some brand new ones starting today. They include Cabrini, Imaginary, Kung Fu Panda. That's all at Parkway Cinema. Go to acadianacinema.com and click on the Parkway Cinema. Get your movies you want. Don't forget to be tuning in today at 12 noon on BDC stations KWLV and KTEZ. It's the official opening of Senator Alan Seabaugh's district office at 515 South Capitol Street in Manning. It will be Facebook on bdcradio.com as well. Going to do something different this morning. This morning, instead of politics, we've got Superintendent of Education Shane Wright of Sabine Parish. And Shane, good morning.
Good morning, Ted.
Let me get you a little close to the mic. Before we start off, Sabine Parish has had its share of tragedy. We've lost three students in the last few weeks to car accidents, and we had another tragic accident in Sabine Parish. With too many students talking.
Yes, sir. These tragedies just are occurring too often, and it's tough for our families, our communities, and just so sad to see. Our condolences go out to Savante and Elijah and their families, and also Manny High School. And I encourage everyone to wear red on Friday in support of these young men, their school, and their families. You know that. There's no easy way to move through this, just time and prayer, and I just encourage everyone to support this initiative.
You've been in education how many years?
23.
Wow, that's a long time. You've been superintendent of education in Sabine Parish for how long?
2 years.
And during that two-year period, I've seen some really good progress in Sabine Parish. Talk to me about the progress, son.
I appreciate you for saying that. I'm really proud of our increased test scores. We're continuing to move forward. The last 2 years, we've shown increases in our SPS. We've also, we have exceeded our MET pre-pandemic levels. You know, during the pandemic, we were shut down for a little while, and it set us back tremendously. That's not just a local, that's a state and a national issue. And we're working every day to mitigate that, but we have reached that goal with 90% of our schools at or above pre-pandemic levels for student achievement. So I'm very proud of that.
I was told by some different people in a different school system, they're going to be honoring you with an award at the next school board meeting.
Yes, sir. I'm blessed to receive the Region 7 Superintendent of the Year Award. This award is selected by the superintendents of the Region 7, which includes Bossier, Caddo, Red River, Natchitoches, Claiborne, about eight districts. Very honored to receive this award. I accept it. You know, all the hard work of our district, our schools, our teachers, I accept it on their behalf.
Superintendent of the Year award, you had some pretty strong competition there.
Yes, this is a great region. I'm very fortunate to receive this award with the quality of superintendents that are in this district, this region.
And pretty amazing because you probably have the shortest time as any of the superintendents in this district, only 2 years.
I am one of the newer superintendents. Yes, sir. Most of them have many years in the business, and, you know, like I said, I'm just very blessed and fortunate to receive it. This is a great district, and it's my home, and I'm proud to represent it.
Congratulations to you, and well-deserved. I know it's going to be a great meeting. You get good support from your school board members?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. They're supportive. Our relationships are good, and, you know, I just look forward to continue to working with them and moving our district forward.
Yeah, I hear very little controversy in the education system. I give you a lot of credit for that. Let's talk about the future. What are some of the things, as superintendent, that you have set as goals?
Well, in my first year, we took advantage of an opportunity provided by the LDOE. We partnered with Attuned, which is an organization that helped us create a strategic plan, which is a 5-year plan for our district. We're in year one. The first initiative, one of the first initiatives that I wanted to take part in is revamping our math curriculum. We adopted a new math curriculum. We rolled it out this year. We've supported our teachers, and I look forward to seeing student achievement from that. We've worked really hard on that. And, you know, that's just one facet of it, but that's one I'm proud of. Another facet of that, we looked at, you know, our strengths, our weaknesses, took a lot of collaboration from, you know, stakeholders inside the building and outside to identify what, you know, what's going on. Because you can sit down here at the central office and think you know, but you need to talk to people who are in the field, who are doing the job, to identify ways we can get better. And that's what the strategic plan was. It's a way for us to get better and move the district forward. We are in year one, like I said, and you know we've adopted the math curriculum. We are coming back with working to enhance outcomes for special education students. That's one of our areas to emphasize. We've also worked to create a new mission and vision for our district, to unify our district, to bring everybody together.
One of the things that I've heard some good compliments on, and we're visiting with Shane Wright, Superintendent of Education in Sabine Parish. One of the compliments I've heard about you quite often, Shane, is that you communicate well with parents, and I think that's probably maybe one of the most important aspects of being superintendent.
Yes, sir. That's important to me. I want parents to feel like they are at the table. I want them to know that I'm going to listen. I'm going to do everything I can to improve the educational outcome for our students. And if we have an issue or a problem, let's sit down and talk about it and do what we can to mitigate it. But, you know, in today's world, I think it's important that we partner with parents, business, industry. Everybody come to the table for the success of our students. It's critical.
Am I mistaken, or I've talked about this some. Cade Brumley's on with us every 3 months, and Cade's a local native, but he's also superintendent of education, a conservative. I think he's done a great job as superintendent. Him, along with Jeff Landry, it looks to me like the education program in Louisiana is making some major strides for improvement. Your thoughts?
Yes, sir. First, I'd like to say Dr. Brumley's done a good job. You know, he is a product of Sabine Parish, and we're proud of him. I think the new governor, along with the partnership of Dr. Bowman, they're going to push for change in the state, and I look forward to seeing the positive outcomes that come from that. I know the legislature is focusing on, you know, trying to streamline some things for teachers, which is always a good thing. If we can reduce some of the, you know, extra burdens and allow teachers to teach. I know you and I have talked about that previously, where teachers get out of the field because they're having to do so many other things that are not specifically aligned to teaching.
It's, they're babysitters instead of teachers.
They could be at times, yeah. They could be babysitters, or they could be, you know, meeting certain requirements that, yeah, that pull them away from what their true calling is and why they became teachers.
But, you know, as Cade Brumley said, I think in the last program he's with us, we've gone from 48th down to 42 in the nation in education. The first major improvement we've seen in, what, 20 or 30 years, so we're heading in the right direction. I think things will continue to do better. Cade Brumley, we're talking about. Shane Wright, Superintendent of Education, is our guest, and he's going to be awarded the Superintendent of the Year Award at the next school board meeting, and it's open to the public if you want to attend. We've got a commercial message. We'll be right back in a moment. In a world where it's hard to be sure of a lot of things, one thing you can count on, Bass Heating and Cooling. They provide quality, hometown-friendly service. Call them today at 318-554-9884. Go online at bassheatingandcooling.com or go to facebook.com and pick them up. When you call them, tell them you heard the spot on the radio. You'll get an additional 10% discount, which means a lot. Back in a moment.
This is Landon Womack from Winfield, Louisiana. I'm a sophomore at Northwestern State University, majoring in radiological science. Rad Science allows me to help others live healthier lives with an advancement of technology in the field, which promotes general well-being. If you live in Wynn Parish, I hope you'll consider joining myself and others here at NSU for a great education and a pathway to a career. For more information or a free tour, just contact us at nsu.la/visit. And always, Forkham Demons.
When it comes to home decor and accessories, there's no better place to shop than your local Nichols store. Come see the fabulous assortment of seasonal artificial flowers and decorating accessories at Nichols. Want to update the look of a room? Add some pillows, change a lamp, get a new wall hanging. There's so many simple things you can do, and Nichols is pleased to offer a variety of looks and styles. So many, in fact, that you're bound to find one that suits you. For all your home decor and accessories, there's no better place to shop than Nichols. Four locations, Manny, Leesville, Winfield, and Coushatta.
Star Pawn Gun and Archery, Interest Road, Leesville, has one of the largest selection of hunting guns, home defense guns, tactical guns, and handguns in the area. Star Pawn and Gun and Archery also has an archery pro shop, NRA, military and law enforcement discounts. We service and warranty what we sell. Layaway and financing available? You bet. Star Pawn Gun and Archery, Interest Road, Leesville. Call them at 537-1756. 537-1756. Star Pawn Gun and Archery.
AGS Auto Glass Service, located at 2017 South 5th Street, wants to remind you to bring a chipped, cracked, or shattered windshield to them so they can bring it back to clarity with fast, friendly service. Call 337-238-1821. AGS Automotive Glass Service offers windshields, mirrors, furniture tops, glass windows, power windows, front window shields, mobile service, plexiglass, and Lexan repair. That's AGS Auto Glass, your hometown automotive glass specialist with over 50 years experience.
For decades, we've been helping the folks in Western Louisiana and East Texas. With the addition of my daughter, Liza, who is a certified financial planner professional, our family tradition of proven conservative management continues. As the old man's still around, I'd say we're moving on up. Time-tested with rural family and investing values. Proven management of your hard-earned dollars in this day of economic uncertainty. Give us a call. Wayne Christian Financial Services, 936-598-9966, or on the web at waynechristian.com.
You know, if you live in Louisiana, you're probably a sportsman, and if you're a sportsman, you need sporting items, you need to go see Nichols. Nichols is in Winfield, Leesville, Coushatta, and Manny. And they got a complete selection of sporting items from great ice chests to sunglasses to fishing equipment, rifles, shotguns, everything you need. That's all available at Nichols. Radio Unafraid comes up this morning. John Kennedy is criticizing the president. We're losing 1,000-plus troops at Fort Polk on a blunder by the president. That comes up at 8:05 this morning. We're visiting with Shane Wright. He is the superintendent of education, Sabine Parish. Robert Gentry is joining us in the conversation. Shane, one of the things is that all schools are not performing at A's, and that's something I think you're working hard on. How do we get a school that's not at the level we want? How do we move it up?
We support them. We identify what areas they're struggling in. We provide support from the district level. We provide support from, you know, partners that we bring in. Basically, we support them, and we continue to assist and work for higher student outcomes. That's the basis for all of that.
Okay, first of all, I want to apologize for being late getting here. It's just one of those mornings. And Superintendent Wright, I want to congratulate you on being named Superintendent of the Year for Region 7. That is quite an honor. And I've been here a long time, and I can't remember any other superintendent being awarded like that. So I think it's a great honor, not only for you, but for the schools of Sabine Parish, and for all the people that are interested in schools. One of the big problems now that we're having nationwide is lawlessness, and we see things happening in schools that we never thought would have happened 10, 15, 20 years ago. Would you address school security and what's being done about that in Sabine Parish, please?
Yes, sir. First of all, I'd like to compliment our sheriff and our local police departments for their partnerships with us. School security, it truly is a collaborative effort. In our schools, we annually train our staff in ALICE, which is our program to address any kind of acts of violence. And, you know, we train, we drill, have a drill in the fall, and currently we're working on our drills for the spring, and we're modifying our drills to accommodate different situations, to prepare our students, our teachers, our staff, to be ready for any kind of situation. Heaven forbid it happens, but you know, we're going to be ready as we can, and we're going to address it. And you know, the goal is every day is to return our students back to their parents the way they sent them. And you know, safety of our students is utmost to me, and I just, you know, I appreciate the support from our families and our community, and you know, our sheriff's office and local PD, they have done a great job supporting us and providing SROs at all our schools. That's a partnership from the district and those law enforcement organizations, and we just, you know, couldn't be happier. We're going to continue to get better, continue to work to improve security on our campuses. We've put a lot of money into improving our facilities, improving our security infrastructure with our doors, our cameras, you know, walkie-talkies, anything we need to ensure that we can better serve our schools and our students we're looking at. And I just, you know, I can't you know, state how important safety is, especially in this day and time.
Right. You are now going on your third year as superintendent. When you took over, how many school resource officers were there in the parish? Do you recall?
I want to say eight. I want to say we had one at each campus, but a couple of our schools had one on their site and not at each campus. So we've increased our SROs at our schools, and I'm proud of that. Again, that's due to the partnership with our local law enforcement, and these men have been trained, and they continue to receive training, and, you know, that's a testament to the sheriff and our local PDs.
We had a program earlier in the week dealing with a bill in the legislature coming up on health care, and the DA called in, and we discussed it, and I think he suggested, I want to ask you the question, do school board members get free health insurance?
No, sir. They have the opportunity to purchase it.
Okay, when they retire, if they retire, can they get free health insurance?
I believe they have to, they're treated like a regular retiree where they'll have to pay for it. They could receive it after if they've earned enough years, yes, but not free.
People that are in the education system, once they retire from the education system, they meet all qualifications, do they get free health insurance?
No, sir. They have to pay for it. It comes out of their retirement.
Okay. Shane Wright, Superintendent of Education. Oh, one quick question.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to represent the kids in Sabine Parish for a second. Since you're being honored as a Superintendent of the Year, do they get
like one day of free pizza or a day off of school, or what's going to happen?
I love to give them days off from school, especially to honor an achievement. But right now, we're going to have to negotiate some more. Yes, that's right. We're going to have to negotiate some more.
Northwestern State University will hold the popular Spring Fling fundraiser, Flavor Louisiana. It's coming up a week from tomorrow in Prather Coliseum. There may be some tickets still available. Great food, great entertainment. Northwestern State University.
West Central Wholesale has fast, friendly service and quality products. Paper products, commercial janitorial supplies, and coffee service is just a small example of all we have to offer. Come check out our office supplies, party supplies, and more. We're located at 950 North 6th Street in Leesville. Give us a call at 337-239-6511. That's West Central Wholesale in Leesville.
Offering free delivery to businesses in Vernon, Beauregard, and Sabine Parishes.
Quality Wood Furniture, located 2 miles north of Leesville on 171, is open Tuesday through Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 9 to 4. Or look them up online. Furnish your home with a wide variety of quality wood furniture, including chairs, rockers, desks, bookcases, tables, home entertainment centers, cabinets, and more. With real wood, no particle board. They will help you get the custom look you want. See their Facebook page or visit at qualitywoodfurniture.com. Your home is a reflection of who you are. Just imagine the possibilities with Quality Wood Furniture, the solid choice.
Hi, neighbors. Did you know most problems with a central air conditioner can be traced to poor planning or bad installation? My friends at Walter Sheet Metal tell me when a unit is undersized, the likely problems are insufficient cooling, continuous running, and short equipment life. Determining the correct unit for your project is complicated, but not to worry. The sales staff at Walter's has the experience and tools needed to select the unit that's just right for you. Call Greg at 337-239-4579. Walter Sheet Metal, an employee-owned company.
Remember the last time the power went out, the family sitting in the dark, maybe a few hours, so maybe even days sometimes. Are you ready to solve that problem? Briggs & Stratton has a variety of technologies, configurations, and capacities to keep your power on for as long as you need. Dex Outdoor Power in Anacoka, 337-263-3389. Call them for a free evaluation of your needs and for a free estimate. Next time when the power goes out, the lights come on and everything else stays on. Call today, 337-263-3389.
Looking for new flooring? Head to Jay's Carpet One Floor and Home in DeRidder. We are part of the largest floor covering buying group in North America. You'll always get a good deal at Jay's. We are locally owned and dedicated to our community. Our flooring experts can help you select from thousands of styles, and we also offer window treatments. Come see us at Jay's Carpet One Floor and Home in DeRidder, 1515 North Pine Street, 337-463-7464.
Hey, welcome back. When's the last time you had an eye exam? You've been putting it off? Well, go to my friends at Louisiana Eye and Laser Center. They make it so easy. From a routine eye exam, fitted for contact lenses or regular glasses, cataract surgery, the most complicated surgery, they do it all. You can call them at 318-487-2020. Or go to any location. They've got 14 locations, including Leesville, Natchitoches, Winfield, and Alexandria. Or go to laianlaser.com. Robert Gentry joins us. Shane Light is Superintendent of Education, and he's our guest.
Thank you, Ted. Superintendent Wright, a big thing in Sabine Parish and has been for a long time is sports. Would you talk about sports in relation to the schools?
I think our sports programs are unsurpassed. We are competitive in all our sports. You know, we're renowned for our basketball, and in recent years, our Manning High School football. You know, I can't say enough about the hard work and dedication that our coaches and our athletes put forth with the support of our, you know, our parents. That's just a great rallying cry for our schools. A successful athletic program yields a successful school. It builds that school spirit. It provides that well-rounded education. And, you know, I'm very pleased to say that I am superintendent of the district that can put a team in the state championship game on a regular basis, regardless if it's football, basketball, softball, baseball, whatever it is. I love going down to those competitions. I love I love when I go to a superintendent meeting and we start talking athletics, and you know, I can smile at them and kind of say, yeah, we appreciate you coming, but you know, we're going to take that win, and you can go back home. You know, we'll take that championship, and you know, it makes me proud.
And you've got another team in the championship, Zawali. They're playing this week, and we'll be broadcasting that game. Also, want to remind everybody, in the Natchitoches area, Natchitoches Central plays tonight. We're broadcasting that. Red River and Lakeview also play in the near future. We're broadcasting those games. We got time for about two more questions.
Okay. Before we go, I want again mention that Superintendent Wright has been elected Superintendent of the Year for Region 7. That is a great honor for him, for the school system, and for Sabine Parish. And I believe that award will be presented to you at a school board meeting. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. It'll be presented at the March board meeting. Again, I accept that on the behalf of the hard work of our teachers, our staff, our principals. You know, it's an honor to be to represent this district and, you know, receive that award, and I appreciate everybody.
You came in just as COVID was really out of control. Had to be one of the most difficult times ever to begin education. In many cases, kids weren't even going to school. Have we moved and transitioned out of that COVID era?
Yes, sir, we have. I kind of jokingly labeled myself the COVID czar from having to handle that back when I was HR director prior to accepting this job. But we've moved through it, and fortunately, we've gained some wisdom from it. I recently saw that the CDC waived the 5-day quarantine, and basically they're starting to treat COVID like flu and other respiratory illnesses, which is a good thing. You know, now that we know, we handle it a certain way. But yes, sir, we've dealt with COVID. I don't want to have to deal with another situation like that. And you know, our it just impacted our schools negatively, as it did other entities.
Yeah. Superintendent Wright, our time has gone by very quickly. We appreciate you taking the time to come this morning. Is there anything you'd like to say in closing?
No, I just want to say I appreciate y'all. I appreciate the support of our families. You know, like I stated earlier, it's about collaboration. It's about working together. You know, making sure that everybody's voice is heard to basically provide the best educational outcome for our students, because ultimately, you know, that's what's going to build our community. That's what's going to make our state better. Getting those students where they need to be to go after those careers that they're desiring.
And no free pizza or a day off to celebrate the big award.
No, sir. No, sir.
Shane, thanks for visiting with us.
I appreciate y'all.
Some way I could tell you.
Good morning, everybody. It's time for Radio Unafraid. It is brought to you by Biles Welding and Tractor.
Hang up the phone. Turn the TV down.